In the studio with me for our regular chat, our monthly chat, we've got St Francis Hospice, Anita.
Good morning, Mike.
And we've got Anne, who's a occupational and physiotherapist.
Team leader.
So you don't have to whisper, I think. If you're talking into the microphone.
Yeah,
like
good morning.
You're whispering into a microphone. Everyone's hearing you anyway. So, Anita, what's going on with St Francis Hospice?
Well, this week's a very important week for us at St Francis Hospice because it's Hospice Care Week.
Yeah.
And it's really our opportunity to sort of really raise awareness and put the spotlight on hospice care.
Yeah, yeah.
And the valuable work we do in the community.
Uh-huh.
And it's also a really important opportunity to sort of challenge myths and maybe misconceptions about hospice care because mm-hmm. there's so much about hospice that people don't necessarily realise. It's often a word when people think of hospice, they're often very afraid. They think of they think that it's only a place where people come to die, but it's very much far from that. Another misconception, a very common misconception, is that we only care for people who have cancer.
Yeah.
What's quite interesting that in the past year, 30% of our patients had non-cancer related conditions.
Yeah.
So we do care for people with a huge, really wide range of conditions, which Anne will talk to you in a moment about because that's an important part of Anne's work too. But yes, again, there's so many services that we provide that people aren't aware of. And so this week we're going to be doing a lot on our social media. On Facebook, we're actually even running a poll we want people to get involved with to find out, put people to the test. What do you know? So we're asking every day a new question just to sort of challenge people and find out.
But you'll be surprised how little people do actually know.
And sometimes the other way around too, actually, because there's a lot of, one of the questions even is around, a charity. Do people realise that we're actually a charity? Because a lot of people don't realise that hospices are charities.
Yeah.
And some people believe we're fully funded, whereas that's really not the case. Less than a quarter of our funding comes from the NHS. So we really have a huge fundraising challenge every day. So every day we have to raise £21,000.
So that's a huge amount. Every time we talk, I'm still shocked by that.
It is.
£21,000 a day.
Is absolutely...
That's phenomenal.
Huge. And another interesting... fact really about hospice care is that 1 in 5 of our patients, while we're talking about fundraising, is paid through thanks to the legacies we receive. So we rely heavily on people leaving gifts in their will to help us fund that care because it is such a huge amount of money to raise. Absolutely huge. And we do that in so many different ways through so many fundraising initiatives. And our supporters, will absolutely agree, are absolutely amazing. They just, really just go above and beyond all the time. Mm. Never cease to amaze us. We're constantly overwhelmed by generosity and what people do for us. So very, very grateful to people and the support that they give us. But as I say, there's a huge amount of support we provide. So throughout the week, we're going to be showcasing some of our services. And one of them is the work that Anne does with the physio and occupational therapy team, because that's an aspect of our service I don't think people often think about when they think about the hospice. So Anne, would you like to tell us a little bit more?
Tell me a little bit about your job then, Anne.
Yes, well, I'm the physiotherapy and occupational therapy team leader.
Mm-hmm.
And we have physiotherapists, occupational therapists and therapy assistants. We work predominantly in the community.
Okay.
We run groups in Pemberton Place and we also work on the inpatient unit. But our role is enabling people to manage at home so they can stay at home, families can look after them. The physiotherapists in the community address mobility problems, helping people, the families transfer safely so they're not hurting their backs. The occupational therapists go in and assess and will provide appropriate aids to help people manage, like getting off the toilet, having a bath, having a shower. So our role is very much enabling. I think the nursing side is seen as caring, but we enable at Pemberton.
You make them comfortable in their own houses.
Yes, we enable them to have a life, basically, because they're living and they want to get on with their life.
Yeah,
just because they've got a life-limiting illness doesn't mean to say that they don't want to do what everyone else does.
Yeah.
So if just by providing wheelchairs, walking frames, anything that will enable them to do more that they want to do rather than people doing things for them, that's our role. In Pemberton Place, we run several groups. The occupational therapists have a gardening group and a creative group, and we're about to start another program of the HOPE program, which is again enabling people to live with their life-limiting illness.
Yeah.
The physiotherapists run an exercise group, which in fact is running this morning. They have a seated exercise group for an hour, and later on they'll have a circuit group. Again, these are all people with life-limiting illnesses. We also have two breathtaking groups for breathless patients, and one of the the comments that we get most from our breathless patients, they didn't realise that anybody else was breathless, because it's a very isolating symptom. If you're breathless, you can't get out your front door. You struggle to get around the supermarket. So by coming into us once a week, we play games, we have lots of fun, and they actually talk to each other about their symptoms.
My mother went through that, breathless, and it can be caused by so many different things. My mother had water around the lungs, so her lungs weren't expanding properly. And when you listen to it, it's a fascinating world, and you think, I never knew anything like that existed.
No, well, interestingly enough, Anita mentioned the fact non-malignant diseases, and in my breathlessness group, we have people with COPD and pulmonary fibrosis. These people don't have cancer, but breathlessness is a very, very debilitating symptom. And that's, you know, that's work we do with them.
I remember my mum just getting out of a chair. She like this, and you think, oh my word, this is, you can't go anywhere or do anything.
Very uncomfortable.
And it is about managing your breathlessness, and everybody's an individual, and everybody who comes to the group have specific needs. Some people live on their own, they have to do everything. And some people have someone with them, so they, you know, they can get somebody to do something. But just walking down the garden can be a problem. It's working, helping people manage it and giving them a bit of life.
Well, and thank you very much for that. So Anita, tell us once again what this week is all about and how people can get in contact with you if they want to help.
Well, this week's all about sort of putting the spotlight on hospice care and letting people know about really our range of services and that we can do. And hopefully, you know, there might be people out there who might need our services and who are not aware of what we can offer. So hopefully by putting the spotlight on what we do, we're in the local media, also through our Facebook and our social media channels and our website. They'll get to find out about a huge range of services. So really, if anybody knows anybody or feels that they could, you know, benefit from our services, they, you know, get in contact with a healthcare professional. That could be a GP or a district nurse or maybe any medical professional there. And it's really our chance also to really let people know that what we do, that we're a charity, and that if they can support us in any way, please come forward. And we've got lots of volunteer opportunities, and everything they can find out about what we do, about any events they want to get involved with, any volunteer opportunities, all through our website on sfh.org.uk. And again, please follow us on Facebook, please take part in our poll, find out, you know, you might find it very interesting, some things that you might be surprised about. And also follow us on Twitter, we're on @SFHUK. And just before I go, could I just quickly mention that a few events that we've got coming up? I'd like to just mention three events. We've got our black and white ball taking place on Saturday the 17th of November at Orsett Hall. Now, it's a posh evening if you fancy getting dressed up in a nice frock. And
that sounds good.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. There's entertainment, delicious three-course meal. So it really is a fabulous night out. So, it's a nice thing to get ready for Christmas, actually. Bring your friends together. Great thing for corporates, really, or businesses to get together with their staff. And we've also launched our Light Up a Life appeal, which is a really special appeal that we run over the Christmas period, where people get the opportunity to dedicate a star in memory of a loved one in return for a donation. And these stars, they're personalised with special messages, and they hang on a tree, on a festive tree in our gardens. And our gardens are very special at the hospice, and they hang there all over the Christmas period. And finally, for something very, very different and very upbeat, we've got our Santathon.
Santathon. Now, this is every year. This is fantastic.
Yes. On a Sunday, the 9th of December, our Santathon's back, as usual. It's at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club.
Dressed up as Santas.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's always a sight to see. It's always a brilliant, brilliant atmosphere.
It's fantastic. It really is.
And Sir Trevor Brooking is our patron. He's coming along once again. He was there last year. He was amazing. He just really, you know, he really, everybody warms to him. He warms to people. He's so, you know, he's big-hearted. And he sort of kicks that off for us. And, you know, and he always hangs around at the end to give out the meddles and chat with people. He's got so much time for people, so we're delighted he's coming along. But please get involved. It really is for everyone. You know, nothing surprises you at Sandathorn. You know, they're in buggies, scooters, you can walk, you can run. As I usually bring the dog and get dragged along.
perfect time to take the dog for a walk.
It is. It's something for everybody. You can't leave her behind on a nice walk like that. So everything you need to know is on our website at sfh.org.uk. So thank you very much, Mike.
That's our pleasure, really. Ladies, if there's anything ever you can do, if you want to mention something, you just come straight into us. We
thank
always
you.
Want to do our
That's
best
fantastic.
For St Francis Hospice. I'll see you next month.
Thank you.